Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday, December the 13th, 2023, and you are tuning in to Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. Wow, we only have two more Wednesdays, and this year is going to be over soon. But listen, I just want to share some good news with you. I have some fantastic, phenomenal, powerful women as my guests today. And they're going to share with them some of the things they're going to leave behind in 2023 and what they're going to embrace and welcome in 2024. But before we do that, you know the drill. Grab your water. I'm drinking water today, coffee, tea, or orange juice. And join in on the conversation. Again, I want to welcome my powerful women here to the podcast. I've had them introduce themselves a little bit, but I know these women are going to share such wisdom and their experience and their expertise about why it's so important to leave some things that's not adding value to your life. Leave it behind. When we say Happy New Year's, that's long gone. It's past in your history, right? And what they will embrace and welcome, embark on some new things in 2024. First of all, I want to introduce a dear friend. We met about 4 years, 5 years ago, Dr. Anita Powell. How are you this morning?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dr. Mary.
Yes. And right beside her is another dear friend. We travel internationally together. I love her heart. I love her spirit. Powerful woman, doing great things globally is Davida Quinn. How are you, my sister?
Hi, everybody. I am well and blessed.
All right, just getting back
Hi,
from
Dr.
Taiwan. I can't wait to hear about that. And then the author, entrepreneur, businesswoman, grandmother, like me, a powerful woman within her own rights, Dr. Kimberly Olivia Packer. How are you, my sister?
I am awesome. Glad to be here. Woo-woo.
I'm so glad to have each of you here. I'm so glad you said yes, because I know what you're going to share with the audience today is going to be impactful, it's going to be powerful, and life-changing. Amen. So let's
Yes.
start off. I know each of you. I know you personally, and I admire what you're doing, but just give a little glimpse of who you are so the audience will know who they're dealing with today. And we'll start with you, Dr. Nita, then we'll go to Davida, then we'll go to Dr. Packard.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much, Dr. Mary, for inviting me on your platform. Hey, beautiful sisters. Basically, first and foremost, I'm a mom and a grandmama. I always say that in the beginning. I'm an author, a writer, a spoken word poet. I'm a rare disease and Michigan Unemployment Appeals Advocate, as well as a human rights consultant. Let's see, I'm the founder of Tap Into You Movement, LLC, and the Empowerment Through Spoken Word Poetry, Tap Into You, and 501c3 501c3 organization. Both are global. The Tap Into You Peace Movement is our second year. This is our 10th month, second year that we're going around. We just had our Human Rights Global Conference online, which was wonderful. And I'm just so happy to say that the school that my family and I raised money to build in Burkina Faso, West Africa, that is going fine. And I've just been blessed with my book, You, Your Own Universe. It talks about our metaphysical makeup that has been translated in Albania. So I'm just so happy to, I'm just so very happy to be here. Thank you.
You go, girl. You go, girl. Yes, yes, yes. You're doing great things. I'm so
God's
proud.
God's good. God is just,
yeah.
Universe is awesome.
Amen. Okay, Davina, tell us who you are. I know.
Hello, wonderful ladies. I am the one and only Davina Quinn. And I live here in Jackson, Michigan. And I am a retired chemist after 32 years. I am an environmentalist. I am the owner of four businesses. I am also a mother of five, a grandmother to 10. And I'm living my best life right now, people. Traveling, speaking, mentoring. Right now I'm working with a homeless population here in Jackson in a shelter. And I tell you, my hands are full with God's work. I wouldn't have it any other way. The thing that he has given me to do is all of his work. Wow. And I'm sure it won't be finished for a long time. Because, honey, I'm a young woman. I'm only, oops, can't tell you that.
And you're doing an exceptionally job with it. Wonderful. You just got back from Hong Kong, so we'll talk about that on a business trip. So glad to have you. And all right, last but not least, Dr. Parker Packer. I always want to say Parker Packer. Can you unmute? Okay.
All right. There we go. Of course, I got all kinds of things going on because I got to pick up my granddaughter. So I got a text and some of everything going on. So anyway, I am Dr. K. Olivia Packer, and I met Dr. Seegers at Destiny Christian University. We were both instructors there. I was also a student there. And it's been a wonderful ride. You know, I've been a part of a couple of her anthologies and everything. So now I'm doing my own and publishing. I have my own publishing company. I started last year. I am now 10 books in.
Wow.
I took 10 books in now. So I'm excited about that. I'm also a life coach. And of course, first and foremost, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and mother of two, grandmother of seven.
Yes.
I'm excited. Thank you so much for sharing this platform. And I can't wait to hear what these other lovely ladies have to say. Yeah. I'm on the edge of my chair. How about that? Glad to be here.
I'm so glad all of you said yes, because I know the value of sometimes putting things behind us. You know, as women, well, sometimes we like to nurture and keep holding things on or muggling through things. But the theme for December, the Lord gave this to me. What will you leave behind in 2023? And then what will you embrace and welcome in 2024? It's not as easy as cutting it off, because something has been inbred in, you know, in our DNA, and it's hard to, you know, stop it. But can I start with you, Dr. Packer? We'll start with you. What will you leave? Name one or two things. It could be people, habits, whatever it is that you have decided. When December 31st comes, it's like, bye-bye, good riddance.
See you later.
Right. Well, and that's funny you should say people, because of people, I have been on this emotional roller coaster for 2023. And I know it's not popular when, you know, because people try to pull the Christian card. Well, you're a Christian, so you should allow X, Y, and Z. Absolutely not. And so people play on your kindness and take it for weakness. And so I am leaving behind some individuals that, you know, they just have to get off the bus. They got to go. Got to go.
And I know you're doing
not it. Doing it no more.
You can't do it. It's not adding value to you.
No.
Not bringing joy to you.
No.
Nope. It's toxic, you know.
It's very toxic.
Yes.
Yep. Very. Very.
And don't apologize for that. Well, I know. I don't know you. It's like, I love you from a distance. I'll pray
from a distance.
For you. You're not in a circle.
Yes.
Kudos and do it. I know. You know, I'm a check. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't have no problem with it. Every now and then God does pruning.
Amen.
So pruning is uncomfortable, but you it's one of them things where it's such a hot potato, you can't hold on to it. No way. It's got to go. It's got to go.
Got to go.
Got to go.
I love it because you want peace, you want joy, you want happiness.
Yes.
2024. Amen.
Yes.
I am so proud. What about for you, Davida? You were agreeing when Dr. Packer was saying that, right? What is the same question to you, Davida?
I'm going to leave behind time wasters.
Ooh, yes.
Energy drainers.
Come on now.
And toxic people.
Say that.
See, these people come in to suck all the life out of you. Negative nannies, naysayers, people who think they know something that they don't.
Come on now.
They want to pass judgment. They want to have something to say. And they don't understand. They don't even ask you a question. They don't even know you. They speak on you. I'm leaving behind those who are not ready to go forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm pushing forward. And I can't look back because I don't want to turn to a pillar of salt. But what I will do, I'll throw you an anchor and you grab a hold and I'll pull you with me and we can go forward. But what I'm not going to do is back up. Come and on. Say, hey,
come on.
Not me. Mm-mm. No, I'm leaving that behind. I'm leaving old things behind. They're passed away. Bye bye. I'm moving forward. So that's what I'm leaving behind in 23.
All right.
Those people, those situations, those circumstances, they're gone.
Yes.
That's what I'm leaving behind.
Joy just bubbling up because you're saying what you're leaving behind. I love it. Dr. Nita, what about for you?
I am leaving behind letting others cross my boundaries. Mm-hmm. I am leaving behind the naivete in me setting my boundaries. So it doesn't matter for me, whatever path we are on, I'm making the choice to say no. The boundaries that I have, the margins, I'm going to say margins, okay. Because I believe in an open door inclusion and belonging and different things like that. However, I'm understanding that within that belonging and inclusion and diversity, I have a right to set my boundary, and I'm simply not going to let you cross it. And I'm simply, and by that, I'm not going to let you disturb whatever your position is, my peace, because I know I have that choice. It's up to me. That's what I'm leaving behind, the behind thinking that, okay, my peace is not up to me. My choice is not up to me. I'm responsible for me.
Yes.
That's what I'm leaving behind. And I'm also leaving behind the measure of the faith that I have today because I want to bring on more faith tomorrow. As Yehoshua said, the faith is a mustard seed. So that's what I want to do.
I love it. Yes. And you know, we say that and we sound it's going to be 1, 2, 3, easy peasy. But we know sometimes these things that we've just said, what we're going to leave behind, it could be challenging. And it may be hard to do it because, you know, we've done it so, you know, what, 12 months of this year, right? But will you have the courage? And I'll start with you, Davida, to break the patterns in your life that are no longer serving you. And I don't necessarily mean people, but we do things, you know, nonsensical things I call it. I don't know, I could give you a list of what I do, but do you have the courage to break the patterns in your life that are no longer serving you?
And I do have that courage because I have learned this year with making a transition from the last position that I had to being quote unquote fully retired. And so the challenge that I take with me now is to do me, take care of Davida, take care of the things that I would like to see for myself. So that challenge is great because sometimes when you have to do the things for yourself, you still want to think of others. Oh, I can help that one. I can help that one. Oh, that one needs my help a little bit. I can help this one. But when I do all of that, I spread myself thin, and I still don't leave enough time for me. And in this season, it's a me time.
I love it. I love it. Yes. Because how can you help others? You know, I think about when you're on the airplane, you just got back off the plane. They said, in event of emergency, cover yourself first, right?
And yes,
proceed to help someone else. And we always want to do the other. So that's powerful. That's powerful, Tavita. Yes. What about for you, Dr. Packer? Do you have the courage?
I have the courage. And what gives me the courage is the fact that being on the roller coaster has caused me to be stagnant. And there are some things that I had set, you know, to do in 2023. Everything on the list didn't get done, and there's no reason it shouldn't have, except for the fact that I was allowing people, places, circumstances to get in the way. So it's a must. I have to let some things and people go in order for me to move forward and to do the things I know I've been called to do, I've been purposed to do, predestined to do, however you want to put it. But I have to do that. Stagnancy, they say if you're not growing, you're dying. So I got to keep moving.
Yes, yes. Same question to you, Dr. Anita.
Yeah, well, you know what? Praise God, I have to say I've already started it. So yeah, I have the courage because it's already begun, even as recent as yesterday.
Wow.
I'm not allowing people to cross the boundary. And it's not, I'm learning to, it's not necessarily where it has to get a confrontational, but I'm ready for that too, to do that. Because for me, I understand, see, 2024 is going to be a year of success and efficiency, how we define it. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready to be able to enjoy the blessings of God. Because next year is, if we're ready for it, oh my gosh, we can enjoy. And I'm not just talking about financial, but I am including financial because that's a part of our life. But I'm talking about peace and health and joy and all that kind of stuff. If we're ready, we can bask in. It's like God is saying, hey, you know, hey, this is here for you, but you gotta be ready.
Yeah. Oh wow, that is so.
And I'm serious about being ready for that because I want to enjoy it.
Amen. Oh, ladies, I'm telling you, you know, and all that we're saying, the courage that we have, sometimes we have to unlearn some things, you know, or there's one or two things that you can think of that you have to unlearn so that you can have that peace, you can have that prosperity, that you can have that joy that you were talking about in 20, because it's not just going to happen because you say it. It's going to take concerted effort. Like I was mentioning last week, how you have to pursue that thing, you know. So maybe sometimes we have to unlearn some things that got us stagnated, or got us trapped, or got us, you know, combobulated with confusion, whatever it is. What are one or two things that you can think of that you have to unlearn so that you won't carry that baggage over in 2024? We'll start with you, Dr. Anita.
Okay, I want to mm-hmm. unlearn, because that's the one thing, that's the thing. I don't have to do anything what I want to do. I'm a mature seasoned woman. This is what I want to do. I want to unlearn thinking that I have to unlearn anything. I'm good with me. That's what I'm good with me.
Good. I love that. I love it.
I really, at this stage in my life, flaws and all, but also know that, okay, within those flaws, I can tap into that divine. Mm-hmm. So I'm good.
Powerful. That's powerful. What about for you, Davida?
I think I will have to say that I do have a couple of things to unlearn. And that is giving so much of myself away to others. My daughter says it all the time. She said, Mom, you drag yourself in here at 10:30, 11 o'clock every night. You're so tired. She says, and then right up in the morning, you're right back up. You might have got 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep, two or three telephones ringing. She says, that work if you don't do it, if you're not here to do it, I'm going to say what she said. If you're not here to do it, I guarantee you somebody else going to do it.
Say it.
She said, they not killing my mama. My daughter said, they not killing my mama. She said, I ain't got but one. And I got a good mama. And mama, you good to people. And I need you here. So you're going to have to learn. No. No, I'm not available. No, I can't get you. No, I can't loan you. No, I can't help you this time. I helped you last time. You didn't learn. Yeah. So those right there is powerful things right there. And I know that Dr. Anita and Dr. Packer can agree with me that two little letters, N-O, have to be unlearned in this season because we have given so much of ourselves to our families, to our friends, to our communities. And in order to do some other things, we have to unlearn to give it. You can't give all to everybody. You have to save some for yourself. I must get more sleep. 4 to 5 hours is not cutting it. At my beautiful age, I need more so I don't, you know, get any wrinkles or anything. You know, maybe when I was younger, I could suffice 4 or 5 hours. Now the body says, hey, remember me? I'm like, oh, brother, arthritis go away. You know, but those are things that is the main thing unlearned. And that's the big one, that no. No to others, no to things that you think that you can't nobody do it but me. That ain't so. Let some of those things go. And that's going to be my thing.
I know Dr. Anita has another. I'm so glad that you were able to join us, Dr. Anita. I know you had another meeting, another appointment. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your counsel, your advice. We know we love you. And I know 24 is going to be epic. Yes. For you, I just
yes.
I
all of you. Thank
yes.
you. Thank love you, Dr.
Love you.
I love you too, my beautiful sister. So good to see you, Dr. Packer. Thank you so much. I love you. Nice, so nice to meet you, and Ronaldo. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, take care. Blessings, peace, and
all
love.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Packer. Same question for you. Do you have one or two things you have to unlearn because?
Well, the most important thing for me, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I think I jumped in too quick. The most important thing for me is to unlearn having more patience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not a thing that is good for people that like to use, misuse, or abuse, right? So I had a boss. Years ago that 30, how many years ago now? 31 years ago that looked at me and says, you know what? Patience is good. Too much patience is when you start allowing other people to basically dictate your life, you know? And so he said, it can be where it's not a good thing. So more patience is what I'm going to unlearn. I'm gonna start letting people go. Was it Maya Angelou that said when people show you who they are the first time, mm-hmm. believe them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be not giving so many second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, hundredth time for people to show me who they are. I'm going to unlearn that. And the other thing is I'm going to unlearn being so hard on myself. You know, we can be our you know, biggest critics. You know, we can really beat ourselves up. I'm going to, you know, that perfectionism part of me, you know, it's got to go. It's got to die. So that's what I'm working on, unlearning. And I've already started that process. The beginning of this month, I was just like, you know what? All right, the new year is coming in. Yeah, I've got to unlearn those things right there.
And that may take a daily process, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and know without feeling guilty.
Yes.
Know it's a complete sentence, you know.
Yes, it's a complete sentence.
It really is. And you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. You don't have to, you know, feel like you owe that to them. Because think about it. People say no to us and have no problem with it. They
have no problem.
It's like,
no problem.
They would say yes, you know.
That's right.
So we learning things to unlearn is more difficult sometimes than learning something new, right?
True.
So listen, I know one thing, I don't know how many days is left. I know we're counting down the days.
Yeah.
New year 2024. Who would have thought that 2024 came here this quick, right?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the things that you're anticipating and looking forward to as the new horizon come in? You know, meeting new networks, I would say new opportunities. Sometimes we want to stay with our same friends we had forever or buddies that we, you know, but sometimes God wants to expand your territory, even in the friendship care category. Mm-hmm. So what are one or two things you really, I'm not talking about a New Year's resolution, I don't believe in that, but really have your heart set on to do some new things, new networks, new opportunities in 2024 for you. And we'll start with you, Davina. You're shaking your head like, I'm ready.
I am looking forward to having a new mentorship in Hong Kong. You want to go? You want to go, Dr. Packer? So I just returned from Seoul, Korea, and Hong Kong.
Okay.
And while I was in Hong Kong, I found out that they're rich. They have so much money for business startup that they invite you to come live in Hong Kong. They'll pay you for mentorship. They'll pay you to live. They'll help you build the business from the ground up. If you already have a business, fine. They'll help you cultivate that business and grow it and give you all the resources that you need. Yes.
Girl, you're making my baby jump.
Hong Kong. Yes. There's opportunities for growth in Hong Kong. I was there with the U.S. Department of Commerce on a trade mission, a delegation of people from around the world. And we learned and met so many people. They were happy to see us. We were happy to see them. We learned so much. The trade between the United States and other countries, because Dr. Mary and I, we have been all around the world, probably four or five different other countries together. And we learn something everywhere we go. But this trade mission here with the Department of Commerce, they want us, American companies, to travel abroad globally, take our businesses there to other countries, and they're backing us. So I just want to know who want to go along with the ride in 2024, because we out of here, baby. We're going to see our grandkids on the Zoom, on the Messenger. We'll be right back, y'all. But we out of here. We got some other things to do 17 hours away from here.
Talking about new opportunities, David.
Oh, new opportunities.
That is just
new opportunities.
That is
I'm ready to share. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to build not just myself. Here we go again, but others, because that's just who I am.
Yeah.
Right? I want everyone to know that going global with your business, no matter what it is or what business you want to start, in 2024 is the year to do it. It's the year to do it. No regrets. You done left 23 behind. It didn't work in 23. 24 is a new horizon, honey. It's time to soar. It's time to go.
Right.
Get that passport. Get it stamped up. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Wow.
All right. Wow, Dr. Pecker, what are some new opportunities you're looking for and welcoming in 2024?
In 2024, I want to complete some of the things that I had on the list for 2023. There's a few other books that I need to get out. They're children's books. I actually started doing a series called The Baby Trails, and I've only done two of them. And I need to do the rest. I've got the third one. It's still on park. I don't know why I haven't pushed the button, but probably has to do with all the stuff in 2023. But I'm doing a Baby Trails, an edition for each one of my grandchildren. So I've got now the Chloe and the Carter edition out, and the Kyla edition is like I said, on deck. Mm-hmm. And then the grandchildren's names are Layla, London, Kyla, Khalil, Carter, Chloe. Lord have mercy. Who else? I feel like I'm missing somebody. And Noah. There we go.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm going to finish those. But I've already started networking. So that, and it's amazing that when I saw one, that was one of the questions. I was like, ah. So the beginning of this month, like I said, it was kind of, shaking for me. And I said, you know what, I got to do some new things. I've got to do some things, you know, that I have not done, and get out there, you know, and nobody will know you're out there if you never say hello. You know, I gotta just, yes. Got to introduce yourself, right?
Yes.
And so I actually, not only that, encouraged my son to come on along with me on this journey of, you know, just kind of being out there. He's an artist. And we recently, and it was part of the new network that I joined. We recently, they had something where they were having artists, and it was just me and him, like it usually was in the back in the day. He's always been with me. To do art, not art shows, but when I was selling jewelry or anything, candles, home items, whatever, I've always been in direct sales. Yeah. And so he's always been there with me. So it was me and him. And it was my turn to encourage him and get him. And I think more if he sees me do it, he's very shy. So if he sees me do it, then it's, you know. And it was a blessing. The event was a blessing. I got, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 more contacts. So in the next couple of months, you'll start to see more events, and you'll start hearing more about that. And I'm excited. I'm excited about 2024. And like I said, the weights have to go in order for me to have all these things, you know.
You couldn't do what you need to do.
I just couldn't. You know, yeah, absolutely.
Powerful. Yeah. Oh, Hong Kong, new books. I mean, new
Hong Kong, though, yes.
I mean, my little thing I was thinking about is like small potatoes now.
Right, that's why I was like, do I really?
I know. But I have always wanted to put on a woman's conference, you know, not one that that's typical, but something that's going to be phenomenal. So I'm still praying about that, working on that, if that's going to happen in 2024. And I was even looking, we could do some collaboration, some other leaders that want to do that. So maybe I'll have it in Hong Kong, though. But, you know, I know that there's a need for women to come together. And like I said, it's not about competition. What about collaboration? Right. You know, I need you, you need me, we need each other. We're not an island to ourselves. So we get that things set out of our minds, and it's not about competition, it's all about the collaboration. We can do much more together when we do it together, you know. I love that African proverbs. It said, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. You know, so, I roll my sleeves up, running, I got my gym shoes on. Right. But if you want to go wide and deep and expansive, take a team with you. And that's what I endeavor to do, is to have others like-minded women that want to do great things in 2024. So I'm just excited because we can do all things, right? I mean,
yes,
limited us is ourselves oftentimes. I think you were talking about our self-critic. You know, sometimes we talk ourselves out of being successful.
Yes.
Ourselves of being great. You know, I've got that up. Mm-hmm. I got to do what I got to do because we've got great things to do, right?
Yes.
So do you have any regrets about 2023? I always say live without regrets. But sometimes we do wish we could have done something differently or, you know, do something that we didn't do at all. But do you have any, when I mean regrets, I don't mean nothing negative all the time, but maybe just you didn't accomplish those things or you didn't finish the course. You know, are there any things that you will not, again, those regrets or those mishaps, you won't bring them over in 2024? Does anybody want to elaborate about that? I could name a few.
Well, for me, I still, and this is part of encouraging myself. This is one of the things or the ways I encourage myself. I always see things as being in divine order because I am the called. So I truly believe that they didn't get done because they weren't supposed to get done, because there was some things maybe God had, you know, to line up for it to be exactly the way he wanted it to be and to get into the hands of the people that it needs to be in. So I never look at even failures as failures. It's information, right? You know? So I guess my perspective, and I wasn't always like this, you know, there were some years where I was really down on myself and depression would be knocking at the door or whatever, but I've learned to, you know, I asked the Lord one day, you know, how did David encourage himself? How? Show me how he did that. And it's about your perspective. It's about your actual view of what's going on and knowing as far as your relationship with the Lord, like knowing, you know, I'm still the called. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care, you know, what it feels like right now, you know, going back to the emotions. I don't care what it feels like. I know I'm still the called, and I know that there's some things God has made some deposits, and he does not allow them not to get a return. He's going to get a return in everything that he's given me. And for those, you know, of course, Dr. Mary, you know me, I have a lot of gifts and a lot of talents, and I just believe he's going to get a return on all of them before I leave here. And because of that, I just believe that there's divine timing in every single thing. So regrets, failure, those words, you know, I don't really use them in my vocabulary. It's divine appointment. Yes, I do want to change some things, but I believe that he causes things to happen in order for me to see what's on the inside of me that needs to be changed. So I'm looking forward to 2024. No regrets.
Yes. And when you said that, it made me think about my mentor years ago. He said, you never lose. Either you win or you learn. And
right.
Those mishaps are the most greatest learning that I've ever had, if you could all agree with that. I learned what not to do. I learned how to do better, how to pursue, how to, you know, be on a focus. So you never lose. You know, you're going to win, and win, because you're going to win or you're going to learn. What about for you, Davida?
Regrets.
I know.
You know, I could say that I might regret not taking better care of myself in 2023, because I was working so hard. I developed carpal tunnel to the point that my hands was like that. You know, they hurt it, you know, just ringing them. So my regret was not taking better care of my health as far as I needed to. That was my regret for this year. And I know now, after feeling pain, I don't want to feel that pain. So that means 2024, I must take care of me.
Yes.
I must take care of my health.
Amen.
So that I can have long life that God designed for me to have. Prosperous, prosperity, health, wellness, all of those things. And it all comes from taking care of yourself.
That's powerful.
So that's my regret. And maybe doing so much for enabling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enabling. I'm an enabler. I raise my hand to it. If 10 grandkids call today in need, each of them kids gonna get met. If 5 kids called today for a need, each is gonna get done. If the community called, it's gonna get done. But at what cost? In 23, did it cost me?
Yes.
It cost me to my hands. You see my hands puffy right here, you all? This is what it cost me. Mm-hmm. After working 32 years with my hand to the ground, to the grind, to the community, to everything that I wanted to do, mm-hmm. I thought, and needed to do. But not no more.
You are
not. Bye-bye regrets.
I know.
Yes. No. So this is my regrets. But like Dr. Packer said, what God designed for me, He designed for me.
He
built me to do the things that I have done.
Yeah.
My healer.
Hey, hallelujah.
I can't give nobody else the glory but God for all that He's done, all He's going to do in 24. It's my God.
Jakes will say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Powerful. You know, I went through 12-week women entrepreneur program, and number one thing was self-care.
Yes.
Plan, and you got your plan of action, but if you don't take care of yourself, which you were just speaking about, David, you won't be able to implement those things. So they made sure when we had our sessions, what did you do to get self-care? It doesn't have to cost you anything. Just sit down and relax, take a nice walk, you know, get a massage, you know, whatever it took to get you in that place where you can be able to be your complete, full self.
That
12 weeks, it was hard sometimes. I got to do this. No, you don't. Come on back. What do you do to self-care? I'll get your nails painted, you know, whatever. It's because if you don't take care of yourself, we won't be able to do the work that God's called us to do. He wants us to be strong in body, spirit, and mind. Amen?
Amen.
So sometimes we have to learn how to say, okay, let me yield back. Let me check out what God's telling me to do at this time. Mm-hmm. Because we can do nothing without Him. I know I can't do a darn thing without Him.
Amen. Nothing.
Yes. So 2024 is upon us. I tell you, I'm so excited. This Hong Kong thing, I meant to have you come back on and get some more details about that, if you don't mind. But, you know, people need to know some things that's out there. You know, I was sharing with a friend, you know, sometimes you go through some low periods in your life, but it doesn't mean that the whole world is like that. You're talking about they're rich. There's people right here in our community that are doing very, very well. Just because I'm down right now, doesn't mean everybody else is, you know, so we got to look at the bigger picture. There's money out there to be made. There's clients out there waiting for each of us. There's things that we can tap into our gifts and we can do it. But you got to have that determination, that focus, that will. I think about that in Isaiah 1 and I think it's 1 and 18 or 19. If you are willing, first you got to have a willingness and obedient, and then you can eat the good of the land. Because we want to eat the good of the land, right? There's money to be made. There's things we can do, and our gift's going to be displayed when we use it for God. I know that.
Yes.
Whether it's in Hong Kong, Cairo, Egypt, you know, Bangkok, Thailand, or in the wonderful states of the United States of America. Why? Because we've been called. I love that. I'm going to have to borrow that one, Dr. Packer. We've been called and we've been anointed to do those things, but we got to know it for ourselves. God knows. Now we got to know it, right?
For sure. Can I just say one thing? The IT technology of AI, ladies, I don't know if you all are using AI. Dr. Packer, I know you got to be using AI. You're writing those books. Your son is an artist, whether he's a digital artist, whether he's
a painter.
Oh, wow. This world of AI, we're going to have to tap in to that world. And right now is the time that we must tap in. And right now, the world of AI, of us learning it, is free. It may not always be free, but right now, it's free to learn. There's so many people willing to teach it. We have people in our circle, sisters in our Facebook page, that is technology smart and willing to help push us into 24, willing to help us teach us that AI piece that we're missing in our business. So you want to do those books? You want to do those books? You can sit right here in front of your computer and tell that technology exactly what you want to say. And in a matter of minutes, whatever you want that book to say is done. Sure, you're putting your own thoughts in it. You're putting your own words in it. You're putting the children's name in it. And that smart technology is doing the rest for you. So if God gives us that smart technology, he wants us to use it. Because going forward in 24 and so many years ahead of us, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be, ladies. Mm-hmm. And I know we used to write it to the pen, but we could speak it right into our computers. 37 pages done. What then happened here? Your book is done.
Yes, yes.
All because you gave it the pieces that you wanted to have, and modern technology did the rest for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's no work of somebody else's. It's not cut and paste from somebody else's. It came from you. You gave AI to start, and it just took over and did the rest. You get to proofread it, everything.
Mm.
The button, it creates a whole book for you in a matter of minutes.
True. You know, you got me excited again, Davida.
It happens. So yeah. We will have another conversation about AI coming into the new year, maybe in the new year, and we'll bring some of those ladies in, and we'll have real conversations of how we can make AI work for us and the different parts of our businesses, because we must use it. We're smarter together, and we're smarter to use the technology that God has given us at this time.
That's powerful, because I'm using it, not to that extent, but I'm using it to some degree. And I really want to have a little session. I'm so glad you said it, Davida. Come January, February, we'll be talking more about that, because remember the Bible even said man will wax stronger, smarter and smarter. Mm-hmm. And it's, now, so we can use what God has given us to, you know, for us here on this side of heaven, you know, use the technology, use the different tools, if you will.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can, like you said, the input is phenomenal. That is so, yeah, I love it. I love it, Davida. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm looking at some of the comments on Facebook. The lady saying about the AI, artificial intelligence, if you don't know what AI stands for. And when they say artificial, you think, oh, is it a machine doing it? Basically, yes, but you're giving the machine or the computer the information that you want it to compute and to give you information about. It's like Google. Remember, you go to Google. I used to go to Google. What is the so-and-so-and-so-and-so? But it's more advanced than that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have a podcast about that coming soon. Thank you, Davida. That was right on point, right on point. Yes, yes, yes. So, ladies, I've enjoyed this immensely. I'm going to allow both of you to have your last words of encouragement to the audience, and then how they can reach out to you And I just want to thank you for coming and just giving your wisdom. This was really some wisdom nuggets, I'm telling you. And your expertise and your counsel. And so I'll start with you, Dr. Pecker. You know, words of encouragement to the audience and how they could reach out to you, things that you're doing in 2024, and social media outlets and all that. And then we'll have you end up in closing there. Vita. Go ahead, Dr. Pecker.
You can find me at the Flow Network Connection. I have the Flow Network Connection page as well as the Flow 10 Mind Detox page. I'm K. Olivia Pecker as far as my personal page on Facebook. Instagram, it's Flow Net Connect. It's Flow 10 also. And Flow 10 is my brand, the trademark brand that basically is what I would call self-help, but at the same time, it's more about mind and emotions. And so, of course, that's something, you know, what we go through and what we struggle with is usually what our ministry is. And so I'm like the Pied Piper, as I go through and I, you know, go through these things, I like to, you know, give the knowledge so that God can continue to deposit. I don't want to be fat with the knowledge. I want to give it. And so right now what I'm doing is I'm going through Flow 10 Mind Detox, and I'm doing that on the Flow 10 page on Instagram. The recordings are not staying up long because it's part of a program. They're 10 principles. And I'm just actually, as I'm going through them, you're going through them with me. So anybody want to join, you can do that. The last principle is on the page. The last one I did was principle number 5. So we're in the halfway mark, but you can definitely join in at any point and get something. But yeah, there's where you can find me. We will be in February doing an art exhibit for my son. So that's going to incorporate a few other things as well. So I'll be reaching out for vendors that want to, you know, basically, you know, join in and want to be a part. So that's right now. I don't have any other dates set yet, but that's what we got so far. Okay.
What kind of words of encouragement can you leave for the audience?
Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I don't care what, again, I don't care what the year looked like for you. I don't care how rough it is, even right now. You know, there are some people that, and especially around the holiday season, you have people that, you know, maybe they've lost some folks. I know some friends that have lost some people, some important key people in their lives. And maybe this holiday won't be the way, you know, the holidays have been in the past. For them, but you know, be encouraged, because if you're still here, then there's still purpose designed for you, and God, you know, has purpose for you. You know, there's no accidents with Him. So the way it is the way it is, and that's the way He intended it. You know, we don't have to understand it, as the older folks used to say. My grandmama and them, she said, "You'll understand it by and by." You know, so if you know, you can't get a hold of why, what right now, that's okay. Just keep holding on. God will reveal. And if it's not on this side of heaven, it'll be when we get there. Okay. We'll have a complete understanding of why and what once we get there. But be encouraged. Definitely hold on. And if you're at the end of the rope, tie a knot and keep holding on. You know, and if you need something, there's a lot of people in the community behind Dr. Mary, and I'm sure behind DeVita as well. Reach out. You know, there are people that, you know, will open up and allow you to be vulnerable with them, people that you can trust, you know, to be vulnerable with in your time of need, in your emotional state, you know, if you're not quite there these days. Okay. So that's my word of encouragement.
I love it. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
DeVita.
2024. I actually just want to tell the Facebook family and all of your listeners, Dr. Mary, to Love yourself. Hug yourself every day. Because some people don't get a hug.
That's
they
right.
just get someone to tell them, I love you.
Right.
But if you love yourself, hug yourself, and say, God loves me.
Yes.
Yes.
Then it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the love of Christ.
Yeah.
You know that you're hugging yourself. You got you. Mm-hmm. When you know that you got you and God got you, that's the best thing that you could even have more than wealth, gold, or anything. Because building the things that I would like to build and the things that I've been doing all of these years, building businesses, and I want them to continue to grow, I know that I have to give back some time to the Lord.
Yes.
I go to church on Saturdays, and I've been busy on Saturdays. And I'm sure my pastor's like, where's Sister DeVita at now? What country she in? Where's she at now? I have not been present in a building, but of course I've been present with the Lord and doing the work of the Lord, and I'll continue to do that in 2024. But Quinn Consulting Group is a business that it was a nonprofit, and I took it from a nonprofit to an LLC so that I could take it global, because it's the business that I have been doing for 32 years as a consultant, as an environmentalist, as a chemist, a biologist in that field of water and wastewater technology. And now I want to be able to help other countries that may not have good water, that may not have businesses that's taking care of what they need to do in the manufacturing business. I want to help them to be able to stay compliant. I want to be able to help maybe some other countries that have water, but it's not drinkable. I want to help teach them how to take dirty water and make it to clean water. I want to help them to take the clean water that they have and how to make sure that it's enough to sustain them, their businesses, and their families. That you just cannot take God's earth, the water that he's given us, for granted, because everybody don't have clean water. A lot of places that we go around the country, we dare not drink the water. We brush our teeth with bottled water. We blessed in some places, even in the United States, you can't drink the water like in Flint, Michigan. Okay? Sometimes in Grand Rapids, down in Mississippi. So my water, wastewater technology is what I'm promoting at this time. Sure, I have Family Lifestyle Solutions, and people can find my websites out there. All you have to do is Google DeVita Quinn. You'll find me. I have a Facebook page. I have a PBS special. There's only one DeVita Quinn, baby. I have one friend, Dr. Henderson. She said, there's only one DeVita Quinn, baby. I don't have any other Facebook pages for my businesses because I'm just busy. But I have websites that people can find me at. And my phone number is public. You want to talk to me? Call me. We can talk.
I love it.
I'm here to help anyone who really needs help, especially if you want to go global. If you need some help getting your business started, I can help you do that. And I want to say Merry Christmas and a happy new prosperous year to you all, my sisters, to Facebook family, to all the viewers. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. And don't forget what I said. Love yourself and hug yourself. Because ain't nobody, baby, more special than you.
I love it. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your wisdom. Truly, I'm thankful and honored.
God bless. You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Bye for now.
All right. We'll talk again. Nice meeting you, Dr. Packer. I'll be calling you.
You too. Call me.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.